from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Some shows talk about one team.
Other shows barely talk sports. This show,
we'll talk Packers, Brewers, and Bucks
every day. This show will talk sports
every day. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily
with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer,
served up by Wendy's.
Download the Wendy's app today
on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Let's go. Hour number three, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM. The Fan, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Other side of the glass, Chicago Charlie. Charlie Usen doing his thing. Coming up still, Bob Brainerd. Next segment, play-by-play announcer doing the D3 World Series. You know, Bob, seen him on TV doing sports anchor fill-in work. Does stuff the other radio stations here in town filling in as well. You can follow him on Twitter, Bob Brainerd. He made the call of the Birmingham Southern walk-off last week happened, and then he was also on the call when Whitewater knocked Birmingham Southern out of the playoffs last night on a walk-off in a 10-10 baseball game. So we'll talk to Bob Brainerd. I had a chance to interview him earlier today because obviously he's calling games all afternoon in the Division III World Series. 440, talk about the crew, presented to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. That is the place to be. In fact, a guy that works here inside the building has an issue with his pool that he discovered when he went to go open up his pool this weekend. Called over to Pool Park. They're going to send somebody out there to check on his pool. I'm telling you, these guys do everything, including selling the hot tubs, selling the pools, the whole thing, all the pool supplies. So again, check them out. Pool Park in Menominee Falls, been around for a long time. And then John Greenberg, president of the Admirals, will join us about 4:50. Give us the look ahead to the Admiral series against Coachella. They're down 2-0, but return home for a couple games here in this series this week at Panther Arena. So we'll talk to him at 4:50. All right, so I'm going to try and do this as calmly as possible without losing my cool. So word came out this weekend that Giannis, Bucks superstar, has decided that he was going to play for Greece. Now again, Greece doesn't even ever make the Olympics, right? So if Greece even makes the Olympics, it's going to be like they win the gold medal for Greece. Again, I'm not talking down. I'm just talking factual. Like, they don't make it. So he's got to try and play in this qualifier cup to try and get his team into the Olympics. Then if they make the Olympics, then I guarantee your bottom dollar, if he's on one leg, he's going to play in that thing as well. And that's kind of what comes with this. Okay. So this is what I guess I'm struggling with and what I'm not understanding at the end of the day. Why are we all so mad about this? Is this something new? Did I miss something? I mean, if you've been a Bucks fan this entire time while Giannis has been here, this doesn't, you don't have to be a Bucks fan from the 50s, the 60s. Well, they weren't even here in the 50s. You don't have to be a Bucks fan from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. None of this. Have you been a Bucks fan this entire time Giannis has been a Buck? If the answer is yes, what are you getting mad about? The entire time he has been here, he has told you over and over and over again that that national team is of the utmost importance to him and that he loves it to play and represent his country. He has said it time and time and time again. And no, they're not going to stop him from playing. It's not even a thing. No chance. What they will do is, I'm sure, they'll send a coach over there with him to make sure he works out properly and does all the stuff that they want him to do. So I'm sure somebody from the Bucks will be over there. Maybe there'll be several representatives from the Bucks over there. Maybe Fagan will fly over, Eden, who knows. But to sit here and think that you're going to tell him, no, you can't play. Listen, I don't want him to play. I'm like you. I don't want Giannis to play. Absolutely not. But I'm not an idiot. Listen, they're not even in the conversation about winning a championship. They don't win a championship if it ain't for this dude. And I understand. Guy can't stay healthy in the playoffs for the Bucks no matter what. Four of the last 5 years, he's missed playoff games. I understand the frustration. Including the championship run, he missed playoff games. Well, Superman came back from the hyperextension in record time, but he missed games. They won despite him in Atlanta in that Atlanta series. So I get it. You want to put him in bubble wrap? Don't let him do anything until the season starts. Now, what could happen? Yeah, he could get severely hurt. No question. He could get hurt in a game for Greece and miss all of next season. Could happen. And then that could happen. That could affect the following season, depending how bad the injury is. So what then is going to be your next move, Bucks fan? Is your next move as a fan of the Milwaukee Bucks going to be to tweet at and rip Giannis for playing in the game and getting hurt? Going to try and run him off? That's your plan? Think we'll be better that way? Think we'll be better with Giannis playing somewhere else because he gets sick of dealing with it? That's the best move? Maybe the better move is, hey man, you know, I wish you weren't playing because I don't want to see you get hurt, but if you're going to play, you know, I wish you luck. Hope you do well. That's fine. I got no problem with that. We may never see another player like him ever again in our lifetime in a Bucks uniform. We may never see another All-Pro on the Milwaukee Bucks in our lifetime. Probably we'll never see another championship in our lifetime after Giannis. Unless the economics and everything else around the game changes in a different way. I just think we're making bad decisions on social media to go attack the best player we've all ever seen on a roster for this Bucks team. Now, those of you that saw Jabbar, fine. You can argue that maybe he was better. Fine, that's your take. But the rest of us? He is the best player we've ever seen on this roster. The best player we will probably ever see. Stop. Just stop. Please. Who knows how this is going to go? If he sprains his ankle and he doesn't play, how does that affect the playoffs next year? It doesn't. Does something to his wrist, whatever. Who cares? The only thing that matters is that he's healthy for the playoffs. And if it ends up being some catastrophic, horrible injury and he's not healthy...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the playoffs next year either. It is what it is. But you can't tell this dude no, man. That just is not a thing. It cannot be a thing. You're trying to make him angry and do everything else. You've given up a million draft picks. You're on the second apron of the luxury tax. So the owners are spending gobs of money. What am I looking for? I don't know. Oodles. That's the word. Oodles. Not gobs. Gobs of money work too. Gobs or oodles of money to make this man happy and everything else, and you all want to burn that bridge over a play-in tournament to see if they can make the Olympics. And make him angry on top of it if y'all want to tweet at him and be angry. Stop it. Please stop it. I know Bucks Twitter. We always get labeled as angry Twitter, and oh, Bucks fans are nuts. Maybe. We're really acting stupid now. Appreciate what you have. Appreciate the fact he represents our city and does it in a great, great manner. He's a good dude by all accords. Got nothing to say. Got no other proof of anything other than he's a great dude. Great family guy. Whole deal. Leave him alone. If he wants to play, let him play. I don't care if in the privacy of your own home, you're hoping they lose so he doesn't have to play anymore. Fine. Just don't bring that crap to social media or talk radio. Shush. Just stop. Why do you want to make this man mad? Man could have left whatever he wanted to go to a bigger market, do whatever he wants. He didn't. He's still here. Yes, Charlie.
I don't know what people expected from this offseason for Giannis. He was going to play basketball this offseason in some capacity. It's not like he was just going to sit in a bubble in his home.
No, but if he's working out with his brother, that's different than playing in a high-level, high-stress situation where every game is make or break. Because, you know, the stress of a situation on an athlete is much different than in a non-stressful situation, right? So if you're practicing, that's one level. If you're playing in a high-level situation, that's a whole nother situation. So if you say regular season games, that's still higher level intensity than practices, right? And then we get to postseason games, that's even a higher level than the regular season. And these play-in games, it's going to be like playoff games for him. He's going to be playing at that level. He's going to try and win that thing by himself. He's going to put him on his back and try and get him there. Because again, even if they get bounced right away in the Olympics, if he just gets him there, his status of godlike in Greece goes to a whole nother level in Greece if he gets him there one way or the other. So that's where the concern lies. And nobody cares that, okay, you can play games with your brothers or whatever and do your thing. Fine, whatever. Practice, get better, no problem. But it's that high-level intensity. And if you're playing against Greece, you aren't going to care that he's got an NBA season to go to. He comes in late and you're going to hammer that cat, right? Send a message. This isn't the NBA, man. We're trying to fight for our lives here, too, to get to the Olympics. We're not going to be nice to you because you're a superstar choosing to play in this tournament. That's not going to happen. So that's why the concern for injury, I think, goes up because of the situation we're talking about.
At the same time, I look at some of these other teams that they're going to be playing against, and even Giannis's team. The overall talent of these teams don't match the NBA. So, yes, they're going to be fouling him hard in the paint and all of that, but it's still going to be an easier game for Giannis. I'm thinking about this more as like a rehab start in the minor leagues for an MLB player. That's what I view this as. And it's a lot more high stakes, high energy than those games. But at the same time, it's it's a good place for Giannis to start if he's going to be playing basketball. Fans were calling for him to play at the end of the playoffs when he wasn't ready. It's a month later. Let him go out there and play now. He needs the experience. And if he goes into next season dry without any actual game experience, he's going to start off slow, and then you guys are going to be mad about that then.
Let me take you to another place. I don't know this is to be true. I've never heard anybody ask him. So if you all have evidence that he's answered this question previously, then please tweet the article or whatever you have at Sparky Radio at 1250 AM The Fan, because I can't find it. I looked, can't find it. So if you can send it, that'd be great. But this is what I think. I think that if you would have gave Giannis truth serum at any point earlier in his career, and you would have said, all right, man, you can win a gold for Greece or an NBA championship, which do you want? I'm convinced he would have said a gold for Greece every day of the week. Every day of the week. Do you understand the impact that would have in Greece if they won a gold medal in basketball? Do you have any idea? You have a kid who's going to be the number two or number three pick in this draft, right? He's going to play for Greece. So they're going to have, once this kid develops in the next couple of years, add some muscle and so forth, they're going to have him with Giannis over there to play for Greece and to try and continue to build that thing. So little by little, and because of Giannis, they're starting to probably develop basketball players at a higher level now that people have seen what you can do in the league if you're Giannis and you work hard. Now, again, you have to have the talent and the athletic ability. That's part of it. But it's obviously brought together some momentum for the game of basketball in that country, Charlie.
This is from 7 years ago. This is Gazeta.Greece. It's a
Gazeta?
It's a
Believe that's real. Okay, we'll go with it.
It's a Greek news site. In this article, again from 7 years ago, Giannis was asked by Greek media what he would pick if he had to choose between NBA All-Star Game MVP, NBA title with the Bucks, or a medal with Greece, and he, quote, has said, I'd pick the medal because it would belong to the whole of Greece.
Didn't even say a gold medal. They just said a damn medal. It could be a bronze medal. He took a bronze medal over winning an NBA championship with the Bucks. And you are going to sit here and act like a bunch of spoiled brats as Bucks fans and get all high and mighty about how he shouldn't be playing and we should come first. Da-da-da-da-da. Stop. Man already won you an NBA championship. Has he not? Man's won multiple MVPs with a Bucks logo on it. Defensive player of the year. Most improved player. All of that while wearing Milwaukee across his chest. Representing us. And we're going to get all worked up because he wants to go represent his country. Stupid. Everybody gets all mad and worked up about Packer fans. Oh, you are spoiled. You had Aaron Rodgers and you had Brett Favre. La 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 la. Spoiled Packer fans. Maybe it should be spoiled Bucks fans. Because that's what we're acting like right now. Leave the man alone and let him go play for his country. Enough. For the playoffs next year either. It is what it is. But you can't tell this dude no, man. That just is not a thing. It cannot be a thing. You're trying to make him angry and do everything else. You've given up a million draft picks. You're on the second apron of the luxury tax. So the owners are spending gobs of money. What am I looking for? I don't know. Oodles. That's the word. Oodles. Not gobs. Gobs of money work too. Gobs or oodles of money to make this man happy and everything else. And you all want to burn that bridge over a play-in tournament to see if they can make the Olympics. And make him angry on top of it if y'all want to tweet at him and be angry. Stop it. Please stop it. I know Bucks Twitter. We always get labeled as angry Twitter. And all Bucks fans are nuts. Maybe. We're really acting stupid now. Appreciate what you have. Appreciate the fact he represents our city and does it in a great, great manner. He's a good dude by all accords. Got nothing to say. Got no other proof of anything other than he's a great dude. Great family guy. Whole deal. Leave him alone. If he wants to play, let him play. I don't care if in the privacy of your own home, you're hoping they lose so he doesn't have to play anymore. Fine. Just don't bring that crap to social media or talk radio. Shush. Just stop. Why do you want to make this man mad? Man could have left whatever he wanted to go to a bigger market, do whatever he wants. He didn't. He's still here. Yes, Charlie.
I don't know what people expected from this offseason for Giannis. He was going to play basketball this offseason in some capacity. It's not like he was just going to sit in a bubble in his home for 3 months.
But if he's working out with his brother, that's different than playing in a high-level, high-stress situation where every game is make or break. Because, you know, the stress of a situation on an athlete is much different than in a non-stressful situation, right? So if you're practicing, that's one level. If you're playing in a high-level situation, that's a whole nother situation. So if you say regular season games, that's still higher level intensity than practices, right? And then we get to postseason games, that's even a higher level than the regular season. And these play-in games, it's going to be like playoff games for him. He's going to be playing at that level. He's going to try and win that thing by himself. He's going to put him on his back and try and get him there. Because again, even if they get bounced right away in the Olympics, if he just gets him there, his status of godlike in Greece goes to a whole nother level in Greece if he gets him there one way or the other. So that's where the concern lies. And nobody cares that, okay, you can play games with your brothers or whatever and do your thing. Fine, whatever. Practice, get better, no problem. But it's that high-level intensity. And if you're playing against Greece, you aren't going to care that he's got an NBA season to go to. He comes in the lane, you're going to hammer that cat. Right? Send a message. This isn't the NBA, man. We're trying to fight for our lives here, too, to get to the Olympics. We're not going to be nice to you because you're a superstar choosing to play in this tournament. That's not going to happen. So that's why the concern for injury, I think, goes up because of the situation we're talking about.
At the same time, I look at some of these other teams that they're going to be playing against, and even Giannis's team. The overall talent of these teams don't match the NBA. So, yes, they're going to be fouling him hard in the paint and all of that, but it's still going to be an easier game for Giannis. I'm thinking about this more as like a rehab start in the minor leagues for an MLB player. That's what I view this as. And it's a lot more high stakes, high energy than those games. But at the same time, it's a good place for Giannis to start if he's going to be playing basketball. Fans were calling for him to play at the end of the playoffs when he wasn't ready. It's a month later. Let him go out there and play now. He needs the experience. And if he goes into next season dry without any actual game experience, he's going to start off slow, and then you guys are going to be mad about that then.
Let me take you to another place. I don't know this is to be true. I've never heard anybody ask him. So if you all have evidence that he's answered this question previously, then please tweet the article or whatever you have at Sparky Radio at 1250 AM The Fan, because I can't find it. I looked. Can't find it. So if you can send it, that'd be great. But this is what I think. I think that if you would have gave Giannis truth serum at any point earlier in his career, and you would have said, all right, man, you can win a gold for Greece or an NBA championship, which do you want? I'm convinced he would have said a gold for Greece every day of the week. Every day of the week. Do you understand the impact that would have in Greece if they won a gold medal in basketball? Do you have any idea? You have a kid who's going to be the number two or number three pick in this draft, right? He's going to play for Greece. So they're going to have, once this kid develops the next couple of years, adds some muscle and so forth, they're going to have him with Giannis over there to play for Greece and to try and continue to build that thing. So little by little, and because of Giannis, they're starting to probably develop basketball players at a higher level now that people have seen what you can do in the league if you're Giannis and you work hard. Now, again, you have to have the talent and the athletic ability. That's part of it. But it's obviously brought together some momentum for the game of basketball in that country, Charlie.
This is from 7 years ago. This is Gazeta.Greece. It's a
Gazeta?
It's a
I believe Greek, that's real. Okay, we'll go with it.
It's a Greek news site. In this article, again from 7 years ago, Giannis was asked by Greek media what he would pick if he had to choose between NBA All-Star Game MVP, NBA title with the Bucks, or a medal with Greece. And he, quote, has said, I'd pick the medal because it would belong to the whole of Greece.
Didn't even say a gold medal. They just said a damn medal. It could be a bronze medal. He took a bronze medal over winning an NBA championship with the Bucks. and you are going to sit here and act like a bunch of spoiled brats as Bucks fans and get all high and mighty about how he shouldn't be playing and we should come first. Stop. Man already won you an NBA championship. Has he not? Man's won multiple MVPs with a Bucks logo on it. Defensive player of the year. Most improved player. All of that while wearing Milwaukee across his chest. Representing us. And we're going to get all worked up because he wants to go represent his country. Stupid. Everybody gets all mad and worked up about Packer fans. Oh, you all are spoiled. You had Aaron Rodgers and you had Brett Favre. Spoiled Packer fans. Maybe it should be spoiled Bucks fans. Because that's what we're acting like right now. Leave the man alone and let him go play for his country. Enough. Enough is enough. He came and he did what nobody thought could be done in our lifetime, which is win a championship. Will he win another one? I don't know. Will he be healthy for another playoff series the rest of his career? No idea. Maybe he will. Maybe he won't. If the man gets that team to the Olympics, he's going to carry that with a badge of honor. If they win a medal, come on now. Come on, man. He's going to be floating on clouds. You know, what was it? Was that last postseason when he had that malarkey about, you know, losing isn't everything or whatever that nonsense was? That it was dad speak. That whole thing was dad speak, and it annoyed the hell out of me. But it was what it was. He's got kids. I get it. I do dad speak on the show now. I never used to do it before. I'm sure Gary Ellerson laughs hysterically every time he hears me do it on the radio now. I'm just saying that is a bigger deal to him than this. You have to respect it. Even though in this country, we don't seem to give a malarkey about what happens in the Olympics anymore. Most of you don't care about it at all. Right? Be honest with yourself. You don't care. How many of you even watched the Olympics? How many of you watched the Olympics of a sport you didn't participate in? Because that's what I find. I find people that watch the Olympics are people that participated in the sports that are in the Olympics. Right? You're a competitive swimmer, so you want to watch the competitive swimming. Whatever it is. I did track and field, so I want to watch track and field. I'm not saying I did track and field. Absolutely not. But I'm just saying, as a person who did track and field, they want to watch track and field. That, to me, seems to be more than anything of how people kind of root for it in this country. I'm not sure it's the same way everywhere else, but that's what it feels like now here in this day and age. Yes, we sent our pros. We've dominated the Olympics. So to us here, who cares about the Olympics, Giannis? To them, it's everything. Because they've never been at that level like the U.S. has. The U.S. has always been superior. They've always been the little engine that could. And they've never even gotten out of the station half the time. So let him be, man. Let him be. Take a quick timeout. Come back. We'll hear from Bob Brainer, play-by-play announcer. He called the big Birmingham Southern baseball win the other day. Then he called Whitewater taking out Birmingham Southern out of the Division III World Series. As well. That was yesterday in a 10-10 game. Hear from Bob Brainer next here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM. The Fan, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.